Oh, what a life, Pam. Who'd be a rep actor?
You would, Jerry, and you know it.
When I think of Henry Irving, what he must have made touring the Bells, just one play. I wonder how he'd have made out in Weekly Rep.
We know how we make out.
You know, I bet there are at least 14 people in the audience tonight.
And I bet only half of them paid. Oh, see this, Jerry? They're wanting chorus boys in a new London musical.
What?
Here, in the stage.
Oh, can you see me as a chorus boy?
Frankly, no. Though you'd probably look very sexy in tights.
Hmm.
I say, here's something rather strange.
What's that, then?
A line in the personal column.
Mm.
Bargain, only £20, Clinton House, Clinton, Surrey.
What's a bargain?
Doesn't say.
Well, that's a stupid sort of advert.
Well, they wouldn't be advertising nothing, would they?
Not at £20. It'd be a bit too expensive. Must be a misprint. Yeah, let me have a look at it. Bargain, only £20. Clinton House, Clinton, Surrey. Well, that could mean anything.
Or nothing.
The way it's worded, it could even mean the house was for sale.
For £20? Oh, don't be silly.
Clinton House. Sounds posh, doesn't it? Shouldn't think they're short of cash.
What are you getting at?
Well, perhaps they've got an art treasure to spare.
That you couldn't afford.
Well, it's going cheap at £20. Hey, come on. Let's get the number from Directory Inquiries and give them a ring.
Oh, you're mad, Jerry. Absolutely mad.
Hello?
Is that Clinton House?
Yes. Mervyn Cummings speaking.
Well, Mr. Cummings, it's about your advert in the Stage. Could you tell me what it means?
It's perfectly clear, isn't it?
Well, no, not exactly. I thought it might be a misprint.
I assure you, the advertisement was published exactly as intended. I said I was offering a bargain, and I can promise you that it is.
Well, yes,
Mr.
Matthews. Jerry Matthews.
Right, Mr. Matthews. Are you interested or not?
Well, of course I'm interested. That's why I'm ringing, but...
Then I suggest you come over to Clinton House tomorrow morning.
What?
Shall we say 11:30? I'm sure you'll find it worth your while.
But Mr. Cummings...
Ah. In here, Mr. Matthews.
Thank you.
And you're an actor?
Yes.
Then my advertisement has achieved its initial purpose.
I beg your pardon?
Well, first of all, I published it in the Stage because I wanted an actor, and it brought me one.
Fair enough.
Secondly, the fact that he's come here on a blind date shows that he's something of a gambler.
Right. Now, Mr. Cummings, you've had your psychological character reading. Suppose you tell me what it's all about.
I want you to take over Clinton House.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no. I'm serious about it.
Well, look, I'm not that stupid. Suppose we forget all about it.
Mr. Matthews... That advertisement was perfectly correct. However, there is one false statement.
Ah.
The £20. I'm really asking no money at all. In fact, I'll be willing to lodge a considerable sum of money at the local bank to cover all your household expenses.
Where's the catch, then?
There isn't any.
And there's no Father Christmas, either.
But there is one condition, that's all. As an actor, I'd like you to play a part. But as well as taking over the house, I want you to take over my name, Mervyn Cummings.
To impersonate you?
Yes, you must live here as Mervyn Cummings for as long as necessary. A month or two at the most.
You know something? If I hadn't met you, I'd say you were nuts.
And I'd say you were a nutcase if you didn't seriously consider the what you'll get in return for your services.
What?
£10,000.
10,000?
After the 2 months.
Doesn't make sense. Why do you want me to do this?
First, do you accept the situation?
What can I lose?
Good. Now I'll give you my reason. Simply this, self-interest. While you're here as Mervyn Cummings, I shall go back to Geneva and clear up my business there.
And you think that's worth more than £10,000?
I don't think I know infinitely more. Are you satisfied?
Not half.
From now on, you're Mervyn Cummings. You must tell no one about arrangements. No one. Then after 2 months, you can go back to being Jerry Matthews. £10,000 richer.
Okay, it's a deal.
Good. There's already £2,000 in cash at the bank in my name. You can draw on that.
And you...
I go to Geneva as Francis Cobb, my business name.
All right. But before you go, I'd like an agreement signed by Francis Cobb for my £10,000.
You're obviously a businessman. I'll make it out now.
And I'll collect in 2 months' time.
Oh, come in, young lady. What can I do for you?
Your name's Mervyn Cummings?
Yes.
You're also known as Francis Cobb.
Right, but...
Well, I'm here to collect £10,000.
What?
You made a deal with a friend of mine, Jerry Matthews.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then perhaps this agreement will help. Don't you recognize your signature?
Yes, but you will also see that Mr. Matthews is the other signature, not you. Why isn't he here himself?
He was shot dead in the grounds of this house exactly a month ago, and he was shot because someone thought he was Mervyn Cummings, and you set him up for it.
Ridiculous. You can't prove it.
I don't need to, so long as you pay me the 10,000. Is it a deal?
You're a clever girl.
You mean I sell my friends the same as you do?
May I ask you how you got this agreement?
Ah, you thought nobody knew, didn't you? But that's where you made your first mistake. You forgot Jerry was an actor. Oh, yes, he did his job well. Impersonated you wonderfully. But every actor needs an audience.
Audience?
Someone to appreciate his performance.
I see. So we called for you.
Yes. And I'll call the police and show them this piece of paper unless you hand over the £10,000.
Certainly. It's a pleasure to do business with a professional. Name, please?
Pamela Baxter, but make it out for cash.
Just as you say. There you are. £10,000. How's that?
Perfect.
Now, give me the agreement, please.
Oh, no. I think I'll keep that.
What the...
We just wanted to make sure of the money, didn't we, Jerry?
You said he'd been shot.
Yes, I was, in the shoulder. I'm not wearing this sling for effect.
She said you were dead.
Now, that's your second mistake. She's an actress.
Pretty good, too, don't you think?
So, you were fooling me all the time.
Just as you fooled me, Mr. Cummings. You did want me killed, didn't you? And you stayed away until you thought it safe to return.
Whenever did you get such a stupid idea?
From the two men who came here to kill me.
What men?
You better ask the police. They caught them.
And from what they say, Mr. Cummings, it seems you were front man for two of their gambling clubs in town and walked off with a cool £250,000.
Who'll believe a couple of thugs?
The police do, for a start. And another interesting thing is that one of them had a cable in his pocket saying, Mervyn Cummings, Clinton House, Clinton, Surrey.
And you sent it.
You prove it.
The cable was sent from Geneva. That's where you were.
Sheer coincidence.
Oh, no. You set me up very cleverly as a pigeon to be shot at instead of you.
Ridiculous. How on earth could you prove a fairy story like that?
Remember this check? Admitting that agreement?
So?
Have you forgotten? We're both actors.
And we must have an audience.
All right, Inspector. End of performance. He's all yours.